Our guest at the cafe this morning is Autumn Johnson, and Autumn is the Director of Campus Recreation, A&M Commerce. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, since we've talked to you, so it's good to have you back.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, yeah, and of course we're starting a new semester at A&M Commerce. We're going to talk about Autumn is the person who comments with us on wellness subjects. So we're going to be talking about the whole issue of people feeling sort of envious and insecure because of what they see on social media. We're coming to that, but I wanted to talk about some other things going on with campus recreation just for a minute or two. As I say, a new semester. Something coming up Autumn, September 2nd, called Goat Yoga. What in the world is Goat Yoga?
Yeah, so everyone knows yoga, and this is adding goats to the mix. If you know anything about goats, you know that they like to find the highest point. And so, you know, sometimes they might want to jump on your back and make you do a little bit more of a stretch, you know, in your yoga pose. And so it's just a fun thing to add to yoga.
So you actually have goats that are participating in the class, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many goats?
Well, we have a registration limit, and so we're just bringing in some of those, you know, baby goats, and they will participate along with you.
Well, it'll be fun. That's Thursday, September 2nd. The Great Lawn, that's the big grassy area to the west of the student center. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fun. And then a glow light pool party. That's good. September 15th. So.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of glow sticks and a lot of other things, and turn off the lights, and it'll be at night, and we're just going to have a party with glow and the pool, and so have a lot of fun with that.
Well, Wednesday evening, September 15th. All right, so
yeah.
Surfing class starting. That'll be interesting in Northeast Texas.
I know. Who knew you could surf in Commerce, Texas? But we do that in our pool, and we teach you how to surf, and our hope is that at the end of the academic year, we will actually take a group surfing.
Fantastic.
And so that will be in preparation, or if you just want to learn to surf for yourself. Yeah.
Very. So that'll be a year-long thing.
Yeah, you can just come to this one thing and learn, or if that interests you, then you can also sign up for the trip.
Okay, very good. That's Wednesday, September 22nd. All right, we're talking with Autumn Johnson, and Autumn's the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce, but we also talk with Autumn about wellness subjects.
Yeah.
And so Autumn sent me this really interesting article on how to stop comparing yourself to others, which seems to now be maybe more prevalent than ever because of what we all encounter on social media.
Yeah, and I thought it was appropriate just this time of year of everyone going back to school and, you know, everything starting back up and just thinking, well, let's make sure that we're in the right state of mind so that we're not comparing ourselves to others.
Mm-hmm. One line in here says, who have you compared yourself to in the last 24 hours? Think about how often the last day that you've seen something on social media that sort of made you feel a little inadequate somehow.
Yeah. And, you know, they quote Theodore Roosevelt, who said, comparison is the thief of joy.
Wow.
And so just thinking, you know, let's not do that.
Yeah. The author of this article, and she is sort of writes about it from the standpoint of not making others feel envious.
Mm-hmm.
As well as avoiding yourself feeling envious. She says she stopped posting pictures from vacations.
But, you know. Yeah, it's interesting because we talk a lot about, you know, oh, don't scroll through social media, it'll just make you sad. But it's also kind of the reverse of, well, what are you posting on social media that makes it look like you're living, you know, the perfect life and other people think, oh, man, you know, I wish I could do that.
Right. And so not necessarily everyone is interested in your pictures from your lovely vacation that you had. And
Yeah.
So that's I think that's worth thinking about as well. Another, I think, and there's some particular points that are included in this article, and we'll post it for people to see. But one I thought was good was remind yourself that other people's outsides cannot be compared to your insides.
Yeah, I like that too. Going back to social media, everyone posts their best versions mm-hmm. of themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, even just little things like filters. And so not comparing the best of other people's lives with maybe your worst, mm-hmm. Or just times that you're down, and realizing that what they're posting is that best version of themselves. Yeah.
I do find there are people, though, that will tell you everything. They'll tell you the worst as well,
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe too much information sometimes.
Yeah.
And then there's another one. Be grateful for the good. We've heard this before, haven't we? Be grateful for the good in your life and resist that voice that says it's not enough.
Yeah, and so it's this idea of counting your blessings and thinking about what is good in your life and focus on those things so that you're... It's easy to just focus on that negative and forget about those positive things. And so being grateful and counting those blessings really helps.
Good. This is very timely and useful for everyone. And appreciate you bringing that forward. Autumn, this is great to be visiting with you again. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone. And we'll do it again soon.
Thanks so much.
Autumn Johnson is the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KUTR.